So, as you know, this past year the ROPES class has been involved in writing our credo statements, in which we state some beliefs and affirmations we have come to at this point in our lives. So far, my beliefs are limited. I want to first describe what I believe makes up a person, which is mainly the choices they make based on the experiences they've had. For an example, what makes two identical twins different? Well, at birth, there probably aren't many differences, but as they mature and undergo different experiences in life, they begin to look at the world differently, even though they started exactly the same physically. Because they are looking at the world differently, they make different choices when confronted with the situation, proving that even in the rare occasion that some people are born identical, all people will find their own way in life, becoming a unique individual. So what are these choices that make someone an individual? One of the most important choices someone can make is choosing friends. Another choice individuals make is the groups that they're going to belong to and the activities they'll participate in. Probably the most important, though, are the choices in terms of values, attitudes, and behavior. I can describe my own choices in these terms as well. In terms of friendships, I look for people who share my beliefs and who are good-humored, friendly, funny, intelligent, and amiable. I like to feel that I have these characteristics as well. In everything I do, I try to express values that are most important to me. First and foremost, I believe in the values of honesty, personal integrity, generosity, fairness, and equality. If I weren't to maintain these values, I don't feel that I could ask for anybody's friendship or be a worthwhile member of any group, nor could I participate comfortably in any activities that I enjoy. Most important of all is how I apply these values to how I live. I have found many friends with these qualities right here in this church, which is one reason I feel so at home in this congregation. The activities I have chosen have contributed greatly to my personal development. I make certain I participate in activities I enjoy most, not ones that are simply the most popular. This value is seen with my choice to participate in theater, an activity not quite as common among boys. Another activity I enjoy is soccer refereeing, which I don't feel I could properly do without the important values of fairness and honesty. No matter where I am, I will always carry these values with me. They affect who I am today and the decisions I have made, am making, and will make in the future. Thank you.